Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We're here with a mathematical topic for you today that has football implications, and I think a really interesting one. Measure of variation in defensive line play that was created by Ben Lindsay of PFF. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to be on and talk about it.
Great that you can make time for this and on very short notice. Ben's in the office at PFF. And what's your role there, Ben?
I'm a product analyst. So I work on our consumer products, our B2B products with Ultimate that goes out to teams. And then I also do a lot of work prepping broadcasters to call games. So I work with the Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football crew, just to kind of give them some information on their matchup that's coming up that week.
Okay, very cool. And that's certainly, I know when Collinsworth does a game, he's got all, he refers to PFF all the time and very much in the first person, which is cool. But you're doing all the broadcasts and providing information there. And some stuff we see, like so-and-so ranks second among 65 defensive tackles or whatever, that would come from you, I'm assuming.
Correct. Yeah, we give them some of our information, some more general information, some of just our thoughts watching film, kind of just to give them a starting off point as they start their week of prep.
All right. Well, very interesting. Now let's talk about your specific work here. It's something I just saw today for the first time. I don't know when you first posted it, on the variation of defensive line, essentially tech or position. Do you want to explain it more from there?
Yeah, sure. I kind of got the idea. One of my former co-workers, Eric Eager, who's the VP of analytics with the Panthers now, he kind of brought the idea of using entropy to talk about football. And entropy is essentially just a measure of the randomness of a system. So I thought it would be interesting to look at that through the lens of defensive lineman alignment. And essentially what this formula that's up there is you're just multiplying the probability of an outcome. So that's the P of X. In this case, the probability of lining up at a specific technique. So what I did was everything from zero technique to one technique, shading the center to 2-eye and shade of the guard. We track that for every player. And then I just added a left or right side of the defensive line kind of tag on that, because I think that's an important part of it too, especially for edge rushers. Mm-hmm. You're looking at whether they move around, whether they stick to one side. So each of those, the probability of lining up in each of those spots is the P of X there. And then you just multiply it by the log base 2 of that probability. And what that's doing is the log base 2 is essentially giving you the bits of information. So you're multiplying by how surprising of an outcome it is. So if you're flipping a coin, for example, the probability of a heads or a tail is 0.5. So the log base 2 of 0.5 is 1, right? So you can transfer that information in one bit, a 0 for tails, for instance.
Gotcha.
1 for heads. The log base 2 of 1, so you know the outcome already, is 0, right? So you're not learning any new information. It doesn't get added. Log base 2 of 0.25 is 2. You can transfer it in 2 bits of information. So that's essentially what entropy is it's summing across all of those different outcomes to give a measure of how uncertain we are about where these different defensive linemen are going to line up.
Okay. All right. Now that's wonderful. Now coin flips are easy to understand in a sense that, you know, they can be only one of two outcomes. If you're talking about defensive line positions, you don't care about how far apart those positions are. It's a matter of how many individual specific places they line up that is going to drive what we're going to look at next, right?
Correct. Yeah. And there's some limitations doing it that way. Like we will see that the edge rushers tend to have higher entropy just because that there are more gaps the farther you get out, right? So there's more different alignments that they can line up in their normal position. Whereas if you're a nose tackle, you're pretty much going to be a zero technique, right? Whereas if you're an edge rusher, you can be a seven, you can be a nine. So it's a measure of all of those different techniques, rather than just kind of looking at a group within each.
Okay. So edge rusher in particular, very common that you'd be a seven or nine on either side. And would your entropy work out to be higher if you had half your snaps as a, let's say you only played two positions. So you only play a seven technique left or right. If you play half your snaps on one side as a seven and half as a seven on the other side, and the other guy plays 10% of his snaps as a seven on one side and 90% on the other, is there any difference in the entropy between those two?
There would, right? So if it's the more uniform the split in probability is, the higher the entropy. So okay. The guy who plays 50% on both sides would have a higher entropy than the 10-90 split.
Okay, great. That's as far as I think, as deep as we want to go into the math. And I deeply appreciate my STEM audience for indulging us in that particular, you know, little bit of mathematical delving. But there's only so much people can take at some point about this.
There's only so much I can take, and
So now let's move on to the NFL itself and talk about the various teams and which teams have the most and least variation in terms of their defensive line alignments.
Yeah, and we can move forward here. For the teams, if you're looking at it, the Vikings, which I don't think is all that surprising, given what we've seen with all the different fronts that Brian Flores throws out there, they ranked first in this metric. And this is essentially, it's an average of the player level. I did all of this on the player level. So it's just averaging the individual players who played at least 100 snaps and finding the average defensive line entry for that team. So the Vikings are up there, the Rams were up there last year. The Seahawks with Mike McDonald coming over were up there. And honestly, kind of the impetus for me doing this was the Steelers, right? Because I think when you look at the Steelers, there was a lot of talk last year, TJ Watt, most chip player in the league. That's something that Steelers fans throw out there a lot. And I think a part of that is the Steelers don't really move their defensive linemen around much at all. And that kind of bears out in the data here. When you're looking at their entropy, they were lowest in the league. You pretty much get TJ Watt on the right tackle side, Alex Highsmith on the left tackle side, Cam Hayward kind of that three tech spot opposite TJ Watt. And there's not a lot of variation, right? So I think being inherently high or low in entropy isn't a good or a bad thing. I think if you are more predictable, it's a little bit easier to game plan for. Right? You know where the guy is going to be. You can kind of build a game plan around that. Whereas some of these teams like the Vikings, Rams, and Seahawks, it's a little bit harder to do that. Some of the other teams towards the bottom, the 49ers, the Bengals, the Bills, that all kind of checks out. They kind of do what they do up front and don't move guys around a lot.
Got a question. Got actually two questions for you, Ben. But let's stay with the team angle for a second before I go into something on cornerbacks that I really want to try and understand as well. So from a team angle, the difference between a 4-3 and a 3-4 difference, is that going to play into this? Given many teams that play a 4-3, they stay in a 4-3 for all four downs. Wherever you are, they're in it. But a 3-4 team is often a 3-4 team in their base defense, but they move to a four-man front for passing downs. Would that have an impact on entropy for a team like
you ever have one of those days where everything's off? Well, Mood can help with that. And let me tell you about Mood. It's the online cannabis brand that is changing the way we handle everything, from stress to sleepless nights, with functional gummies, that are 100% federally legal cannabis. Mood launched to make cannabis affordable, accessible, and transparent, while at the same time supporting American farmers growing premium hemp on small pesticide-free farms. Their gummies are next level. Seriously, I've tried a few and each one feels totally different. The Sleepy Time gummies, out like a light, immediately asleep. The Epic Euphoria, it's perfect when you just need a reset to feel good again. What makes them unique? Mood combines THC with herbs and adaptogens, so you get real targeted effects. You're not going to find this in your typical dispensary. And here's the best part. Mood ships discreetly to most states, offers a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, and right now you get 20% off your first order with the promo code RAVEN. Just head to mood.com. Find your perfect gummy and use the code RAVENS at checkout to save 20%.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ravens, which is moving back and forth between those two.
I think it would a little bit, just because of what you mentioned, where 4-3 teams are a little bit more static. 3-4 teams tend to move guys around a little bit more, so you're getting more variation in those alignments. And I think largely you see that with some of the teams down towards the Bills, the Bengals, the Niners.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia. The Steelers have historically been an odd front team. They're kind of moving more into a 4-3 world. But I think generally, those teams with the stand-up edges who mix and match between 3-4 and 4-3, you'll typically see a little bit higher entropy there.
All right. Now, here's the other thing that came to mind as you're showing me this graph is, and maybe there's more simple ways to do it than get into something relatively complex like entropy, would be to look at how cornerbacks align. Into the align left or right in the slot. Now, obviously, they have to match with the receiver. Sorry, they have to generally be opposite a receiver or on an edge if they're going to end up there. If there's no receiver on their side, usually their alignments are not really their choice. But the thing that I'd be trying to measure is traveling teams, whether teams are chasing opposing corners, and I'm wondering if there isn't a way to reflect that, either using entropy or maybe using a different method.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting thought. I haven't looked at it yet, but I think it would be valuable, especially to find the guys who travel a little bit. There's obviously less variation than you can get. You can get less granular at cornerback than you can at defensive line with all the different techniques. Cornerback, your left cornerback, right cornerback, slot, or some variation of a slot. So there's less options, but I still think it would be interesting to look at what guys do move around the most. You'll get a clear picture of the guys who travel between the slot and outside. I think you might not fully get those shadow guys because they're still primarily left and right, regardless of whether they're following receiver or not. But it could be interesting to see. I know we've done it in the past with safeties, because you have a little bit more variation, but I think corners would be interesting as well.
All right. I'd look forward to that. If you do that, I'd make sure to have you back on for that one. Let's take a look at the Ravens specifically. Obviously this is a Ravens show. We want to understand how much variation the individual Ravens players have. We saw the Ravens as a team we're right in the middle of the league in terms of their amount of variation or as measured by the entropy stat.
Yeah, and it, you can kind of see here the some of the limitations. So I think when you're looking at by a team, you kind of have to view it within the position groups to see which guys are moving around more or less. Tavius Robinson, Malik Harris, and Odafe Owe come out towards the top. And so of the edge guys, Ajabo is the lowest, and then Van Noy. If you're looking at the interior guys, Broderick Washington, Brent Urban, Matabike, and then obviously the Michael
Pierce tackles.
Playing nose tackle, right, is going to be the least. And a lot of the guys, if you look at lowest alignment versatility just across the league, a lot of these guys are either nose tackles, guys who play two eyes. So Michael Pierce, for us, his most common alignment was a two eye. So like inside J to the guard, even though he's labeled as a nose tackle. So a lot of those types of players show up in the lowest alignment versatility.
Okay.
But then guys like Washington, Urban, Matabike moving around a little bit more on the interior.
Okay. Let's try and deconstruct what a lot of this might mean. So Tavius Robinson is the most quote unquote versatile. Now he did have some kick inside snaps, but the Ravens didn't really play much kick inside at all in 2024. But Robinson, of all the players, Robinson would have the most. But players like Van Noy and Owe, probably the most of this group. The question arises as if they line up off ball, are they immediately excluded? Is that snap excluded for purposes of this discussion?
Yeah, it is. So I was only looking at snaps that are defensive linemen for us, right? So okay. So someone like Malik Harrison, right, the off ball is not included in this.
Okay, very, very good. So that you know, explains a lot, particularly about Malik, who played a lot of weak side linebacker. That's a good one. Okay. And I still see the most variation in a player like Robinson. I'm actually very surprised about Harrison having that kind of number. So where did he line up that would get him north of four? So I understand how you might get to four if he's playing left or right, you know, say seven or nine, or is it really, I guess it'd be seven or five more likely.
Yeah, it's so the higher guys, I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know where his alignments were, but generally him being high indicates that it was a fairly even split left versus right. Mm-hmm. And it was also a fairly even split in terms of how wide he's lining up on those sides. Right. So some five, some seven, some nine, whereas someone like Ajabo, maybe he's lining up more on one side specifically. Maybe he's, when he is lining up on one side, he's lining up more in a specific gap a little bit more, whereas Robinson and Harrison have a little bit more variation in how wide they're lining up and also what side of the line of scrimmage they're lining up on.
Okay. All right. Going down to one that is surprising to me, Nnamdi Matabike comes out as one of the least moved around linemen. So the Ravens are primarily a right-handed team. So I guess, it would depend on the rest of the league being a right-handed offensive team, that he would end up as a three tech on the left side most of the time, which I think is probably his most common position. I know you don't have it in front of you there, but I'm a little bit surprised given the amount of times he kicked outside to play edge that he didn't show up with more alignment entropy.
Yeah, it's so he was, I just checked, he was 229 out of 333 total players in the sample across the league. And I'm without having the kind of the positional breakdowns in front of me, I think part of it is even if he's kicking out the edge, it's probably a lower percentage, which goes back to what we were talking about. If a guy kicks out to the edge like 10% of the time, that's something that not necessarily a lot of guys do on the interior, but it's still a pretty low percentage. So it's not giving a massive boost to his entropy.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely a very interesting measure. I could see other applications for work in football. Otherwise, any other final thoughts on this before we call it?
I don't think so. I think next, what I'm interested in looking at is kind of building on this to not just looking at the player level, but kind of looking at defensive fronts, doing some more work on coverage schemes. I do think that there's some interesting applications beyond just kind of looking at individual defensive linemen.
Okay. So
appreciate you having me on to talk about it.
No, wonderful. Where can people follow you online?
They can follow my work, my written work at pff.com. And then on Twitter at BLindsay, or Ben_Lindsay.
Ben_Lindsay. Okay, fantastic. Other folks out there, if you'd like to be on a film study short, this is the one. I've got time before camp starts. Hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. I'd love to talk to you. Ben, thanks again for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.